Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
As a farmer, I want a cooperative that's there for me.
Not the other way around.
A local co-op that works for me and works with CHS.
To connect me with local experts I know and trust.
And put a global network of markets and supply at my fingertips.
A co-op that's here to help us.
Own every day.
When you're an owner of a local cooperative connected to CHS, you get local expertise, a proven efficient supply chain, and global market access. Learn more at cooperativeownership.com.
Hey cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, April 22nd. It'll be live on Dish Network Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. Over 43,000 head will sell, including 12,000 yearling steers, 8,700 yearling heifers, and over 13,000 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
Well, the multi-trillion dollar jobs and infrastructure legislation proposed by President Biden covers more than what's traditionally considered infrastructure. That's coming from Oklahoma's 3rd District Congressman Frank Lucas. He says the administration's trying to use the name of infrastructure to fund their wish list.
Supposedly, it will address roads and bridges and those kind of things, which have always been bipartisan in nature. But if you look at how the money's actually spent, about 6% will go to roads and bridges of that $2.25 trillion. About 2% will go to waterways, ports, airports. Less than 5% will go to broadband, which is a very important thing to all of us out here. And generally, then the money is scattered across a long wish list of stuff. The administration almost constantly uses the phrase social justice and climate justice in their proposal. So about 40% of what's in the bill goes to what they refer to as climate and clean investments. Basically, it's a little bit of highway bill, it's a little bit of road bill, it's a little bit of bridge bill, but it's a whole lot of everything else in their agenda. In its present form, I have a hard time believing this will actually make it into law. Oh, and don't forget, in the process of spending this money on one-time projects, they want to raise the corporate income tax rate from 21 to 28%. And we went through a lot of struggles in recent years to get that rate down so that we would be competitive with foreign tax rates on corporations to keep U.S. companies from going overseas and trying to bring U.S. companies back home.
During a House Ag Committee hearing this week on rural broadband, a representative from Microsoft said it could take between $60 to $80 billion to fully implement rural broadband.
Remember, we had money in the last Farm Bill. We've had money in the CARES packages. We've had money in virtually everything to keep moving these processes forward. And we're seeing that money being spent in Oklahoma and a number of rural states across the country. I would suggest to you that with the technology we have right now, increasing the fiber availability, increasing the connects is important, and we've got to spend what we have. But there are also some other things on the horizon coming up. There are three different companies that are working on low Earth orbit satellites, Elon Musk being one of them, but two other competitors also working on the low-level orbital satellite system where we would get our broadband perhaps in the 100 megabyte range from satellites. That will create competition for the landline system. But right now, spending money on the traditional landline system is the best way to move internet or broadband forward. That's a lot of money, I know. As we've discovered in the COVID-19 experience, not only is telemedicine critically important in rural America, and you've got to have broadband to deliver that information back and forth in a timely way to make it work.
Lucas, who's also a Western Oklahoma farmer and rancher, noted the Biden administration is mandating the reduction of certain forms of energy to force us to exclusively go to renewables. He added, we may be 50 years away from the technology to make this possible. You've got farm news on Ron.
P&K knows these are extraordinary times, but after 40 years, we know how resilient our community can be. The health and safety of our customers and employees are our top priority. But we also know that the grass will still grow, our animals will still need care, and your equipment still needs to run. P&K is meeting the needs of our customers online, from choosing a tractor and securing financing to ordering parts and scheduling service. Visit our website or call one of our stores. P&K Equipment and John Deere have been and will continue to be here for our customers, a promise that will not change.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.